Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that loved us and had us in mind when you made us in your image and your likeness so that we could be a part of the family. And thank you for the wonderful scripture that says Jesus is as our Lord, as our Savior, as our big brother. You're not ashamed to call us brothers and sisters because we're all of one source. So thank you for the beauty of discipling us and loving us and encouraging us, having dealt with sin, having taken sin away as far as the east is from the west. We appreciate it. Thank you for this wonderful word that you're writing here to children. And as we perceive you share your beautiful word with disciples, those who are willing to follow you, listen to you, and be obedient to you. So we thank you as the first steps here of discipleship is realizing that sin is a done deal. It has been taken away, and then we need to now draw close, listen, abide, and bear much fruit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
We are reading 1 John 2, verse 1 to 4. My little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you don't sin. But if you sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is God's way of dealing with our sins, not only ours, but the sins of the whole world. This is how we know that we know him, if we keep his commands. The one who claims, I know him, while not keeping his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in this person.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, I was just thinking about this, you know. This is like John, he's a disciple. And so he shares this with disciples, dedicated, disciplined followers of Jesus. The seed was falling into the ground, and those that understand that that was Jesus coming now to the end of his life here on earth, where he showed the wonderful picture of being a baby, a young man, a spiritual father in his walk. And now he's paying the price for us all, and he's going to deal with sin. And now we know he has dealt with sin. The seed has fallen into the ground to deal with sin so that those of us that realize we need a savior, we need new life, we need a new kingdom, we need new purpose, and we come to the Lord and we're following him. That's it, as a disciple, we need to follow him. And that's where we find life and life in abundance. And the scripture in John 12, first section of John 12, a portion there that just points out and that he has fallen into the ground. And therefore, when we turn away from this world, we turn away from self and we look to the Lord and we listen to him, that's where we bear fruit. That's where we partake of the life eternal, the God quality of life. That's where Jesus is present. And then right at the end of John 12, you also see that those that listen to his commandments, those are the ones he gives life and life in abundance. Why? Because he set the example. He always would listen to the Father's commandments. And then that's where he partook of the divine plan that was set out for him to be a role model for us, to be a savior for us, to be a big brother, the firstborn among many. It was because he stayed in tune. So yeah, I just want to point out commandments is not just the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments are just basic 10 requirements. The commandments, the precepts, the understanding, the goodness, the truth, the belt of truth, the gospel, the salvation, the righteousness, the sword of the Spirit. It's all the leadings of God. It's just different words for listening to his commandments. So sometimes I say this, some people just eat a brain dead and they just think 10 commandments. You've got a living God that is with you, that is shepherding you, and all what he has to say brings about life, brings about the armor, brings about you growing up, you moving from a babe, from a child, as he says here, to a young man and to a spiritual father. So take hold on a daily basis. Where you're just brain dead and you're just thinking commandments. What is it? Psalm 119. There you read that song, and then you see precepts, you see commandments, you see law, you see teaching, just so many different words for the goodness of God coming to this world as the Lord leads now, as the shepherd leading us all into our divine inheritance, the plan set out for our lives. So be blessed. Jesus has fallen into the ground, and he's now raising up his body to be lights in this world, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.